Hello again. Ian Cottier here, bringing you this week's selection of the very best of brass band listening. The object of these programmes is to offer something for all tastes, so let's see if that object has been achieved tonight. Another opening, another show, and tonight every track comes from a band that for a long time dominated the world rankings, the Cory Band of South Wales, which still holds second place behind the current leader, brass band Treize Étoiles of Switzerland. Now that's a point to ponder and applaud, because for many, many years, British bands dominated this aspect of the music scene. But currently, the top 10 worldwide contain bands from Switzerland, Belgium and Norway. But on with the show. As I said, for many months Cory led the pack, so tonight they present a sample of their wares, starting with their own personal march. Derek Broadbent's The Glory of Cory. We'll be right back. Yes, the glory of Corey and the glory days are still very much with this fine band. For tonight's overture, we go to the Savoy Operas, still hugely popular 100 years on, mainly on the strength of the music of Sir Arthur Sullivan. Here's his overture to the Yeoman of the Guard.
Thank you.
Stirring stuff, The Yeoman of the Guard. For many listeners, solo items are immovable associated with particular instruments, but then somebody breaks the mould. That's the situation with this next choice, tonight's first solo. Herbert Clark was John Philip Sousa's principal cornet player and contributed a number of famous cornet solos to the repertoire. But enter a young tenor horn player, Corey's Owen Farr, to play a Herbert Clark solo on tenor horn. And it works.
Thank you.
Cornet virtuoso of yesteryear, Herbert Clark's Bride of the Waves, played by present-day tenor horn star Owen Farr, backed by the Corey Band. There's so much good music for brass band these days that it's easy to lose sight or hearing of classics of the past, and bands and conductors feel a responsibility to keep great works of earlier years fresh in audiences' experience. One of the really great examples was the National Championships test piece for 1921, Life Divine. I remember sitting through a dozen or more performances by the nation's finest bands when I was joined by brass band legend Harry Mortimer. After one particularly impressive performance, HM turned to me and said, "It is, you know, Ian. Life is divine. Here's Corey playing it earlier this year."
Thank you.
Cyril Jenkins, Life Divine, an audience favourite since 1921. Two tracks from the light classics now, both, as it happens, from Russia. First, Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espagnol, and to follow that, a real lollipop from those Sunday evening music programmes that I enjoyed so much in my boyhood days. It's Rachmaninoff's tuneful and very popular 18th variation on a theme of Paganini. Well, we've had two light classics, so to balance that, a couple of solos, one each from flugelhorn and cornet. First, Helen Williams dreams up an idyllical time for young lovers with the 1964 hit from the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk, while Tom Hutchinson's cornet solo takes us into a picture gallery to contemplate the loving admiration of Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Thank you. two lovingly crafted solos from Helen Williams and Tom Hutchinson. But, well, I don't quite know how to bring tonight's time for brass to a close. The problem is that I've got three very good tracks, but what order I play them in? Also, as I've been featuring a Welsh band, ought I not to include that other great source of amateur music making, the male voice choir? Anyway, here goes. First, a reminder that takes me back some 60-odd years and a week playing in a pit orchestra for a production of Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel and the lovely evening hymn. And then we follow that with three Corey Cornets and a gorgeously rumbustious version of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Thank you.
And that was another of those wonderful Stephen Roberts arrangements, way down yonder in New Orleans. And that brings us to tonight's final track. It's that choir I was talking about earlier on, the Cantorian Male Voice Choir, and their conductor, Tim Rees-Evans. Well, it's the loveliest Welsh songs, Myfanwy, that they've chosen to sing for us tonight. And so that brings our show to a close. From me, Ian Cottier, good night.